Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27 are two of the most grace-filled and generous verses in all of Scripture. For all of us who ever begin to feel that our prayer life is a burden, is really work, these two verses give us such hope and such a positive insight into what we are doing when we really are praying and opening our hearts to God. In those verses, Paul says that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts, that is God, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints, that is for you and me, in accordance with God's will. For all of us who feel that our prayer life has become work and burden, for all of us who feel constantly that we have to work harder to pray better, these verses are a real gift. Easing the burden on us, lightening the load, letting us know that God wants us to pray well and will not permit us to fail in our prayers, because He knows our minds, He knows our hearts, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, literally lifts our prayers up to Himself. The assurance that you and I need is the assurance that God's mercy is present in every bit of our relationship with Him, that Jesus Christ died for us, and that day after day, hour after hour, God is conscious of our spirit and of the prayers that we desire to offer to Him. Our openness to God, our affirmation of that relationship, is what He wants. He wants our very hearts. And He will pray for us even when we cannot find the words to speak. Amen.